The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, of course, the big story, the ongoing story, the only story, I suppose, is that of the coronavirus. The situation in China, where the virus originated, appears to be changing and getting better. Wexford teacher Cathy Kane has been living in China since last August, and she joins me now from Suzhou. Is that how you pronounce it, Cathy?
It's Suzhou.
Suzhou, yes. Okay. And whereabouts in China is that, Cathy?
So we're about an hour away from Shanghai, on the west coast of China, near Beijing.
And where in Wexford are you from?
I'm living in Wexford for the last 20 years with my husband, Declan Cody, but I'm originally from Mayo, Ballina.
Aha. And why did yourself and Declan decide to go to China?
Well, this time last year, we were kind of suffering a little bit from empty nest and maybe even middle life crisis, I don't know. But we just decided to try someplace completely different. And I'm a teacher, so I was lucky enough to be able to look abroad and see what was available. Declan's an artist, so he can pick up the paintbrushes, and off we went. And one of the really nice jobs I was offered was China. So we looked at it as a country and thought, yeah, it looks really interesting, very different place. And packages for teachers are just brilliant. It's kind of the new Middle East of for teachers, you know, in terms of attraction. So we landed over here last August, and little did we know what we were going to land into.
Yeah. And what was it like getting in there? You know, what was the paperwork like?
The visa for working is pretty tough, all right. Anybody who's been through a visa for a holiday will know that that's a serious amount of paperwork, and you have to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. There's no doubt about it. But I was really lucky because the HR team here in the school that I came over to did an awful lot of the work for me. So, yeah, they were really helpful and very useful.
Okay, so let's talk about the coronavirus then. How has it affected you?
Well, I haven't worked for 7 weeks now, believe it or not. So we finished for Chinese New Year on the 22nd of January, and we were all really, really looking forward to a 2 week break. And that was 7 weeks ago, and still no sign of going back. So it's been unusual and very different and not what we expected.
And what's it like now? What's the atmosphere like now?
When it all started around the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of January, around the time of Chinese New Year, it was all a very gradual process. So first of all, masks were required to be worn everywhere, and then all public places were closed, and then our compounds were kind of closed down. And that was all very gradual. It happened over a day, a week kind of thing. Every day or every couple of days, a new initiative was introduced. So first of all, you had to wear masks, and then you had to have your passport everywhere you went. Then you had to get your temperature taken. And then all of a sudden, the compounds were closed down, and you were only allowed to exit or enter through one gate. So we all live in very, very big compounds. They're massive. And they would have different gates for exits and entries to different parts of the city. And all of a sudden, every single resident in the compound had to enter and exit through the one gate.
Okay.
And before you enter or exit, you get your temperature taken. You have to sign you sign a form with your name, your date of birth, your apartment number, your phone number. And then in the last couple of days, the newest initiative was a health code. So every citizen in the city has an app, and you download the app, and based on your travel history in the last few weeks, you get a colour. So you get a green, an orange, or a red. And you're in trouble if you're a red. Luckily, myself and Declan are green, so that gives us a fair amount of access to places. We can come and go as we please. That's basically because we didn't leave the province at all.
And
we
how
stayed
did,
here, so we're not at high risk.
How do they get your travel history?
Well, since this all started, you've had to sign forms wherever you go. So if you go into a restaurant, you write your name and your phone number down, and they take your temperature and they write your temperature beside it. Now, that's a precautionary measure, because if you're in a restaurant and then somebody identifies with the virus or somebody reports with the virus, the people in the restaurant need to be able to ring every other person in the restaurant that night.
Contact tracing.
And it's the same
is
in every supermarket.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it is. And I have to say, they have it down to a fine art.
And
is
there any
very, very, very effective?
So this app then, is it gathering other information other than your temperature and where you've been?
No, it's not, because we use apps here all the time for everything. There's no cash, so everything is paid through your main app, which is WeChat. So WeChat is like our WhatsApp at home. It's your contact, your phone, your everything, basically, conversation. But here in China, it's taken to a new level. It's how you pay for things. Hmm. So there's very, very little cash, and you flash your WeChat scanner, your QR code, to pay for anything. I mean, if you're buying vegetables off a vendor in the street, he or she will take the QR code.
Wow.
And the app has come through that. So the app has been modified, if you like, to give you your QR code. So the details are there anyway.
And who
and
is
just
who
another
runs,
step?
Who runs WeChat, Cathy?
Oh gosh, I don't know, Ray.
All right. I wonder is it stage run? Is it stage run?
I'd imagine. It's connected to your bank, and you know, everything here is pretty much connected to everything else. So if you go, like, even before all this happened, even if you went into the metro, you had to be scanned, you know, so facial recognition and all that is widely used. Yeah.
And what information are you getting there about the, first of all, how it's going in China, and secondly, how it's going in the rest of the world through the official news channels?
Well, the official news channels we use Global China Television and China Daily. So they're English websites and English TV programs. So we have packages in our houses. You know, you pay for packages and you get all those. Mm. So it's fairly accurate. And we also have a huge network of friends internationally. So we have WhatsApp and we have Sky and we have BBC and we've everything. So, you know, we've access to what is happening. And like, we know here in our province there were 84 cases, and we know that there was 87 initially, and now there's just there's 84, there's only three, still six. So we know that our province is fairly safe and the figures are pretty good. And the reason we know that that's to be true is because there's an awful lot of people return to work. All the factories are open, the restaurants and bars are open for a limited period, and the traffic's out on the streets, the metros are working again. You know, so we know that the kind of high level of risk has lessened
passed,
and people are less worried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'd
be
reassuring for us over here, won't it? Because they were saying last night there could be up to 85,000 fatalities, the worst case scenario, which sounds like that would mean, if you extrapolate that to China, that there would be millions and millions of people dying of it in China, which isn't the case.
No, it isn't the case at all. I mean, they've really contained it in China.
Yeah.
But like, they have put in really dramatic procedures, and they put them in quickly and efficiently. And the people over here are amazing. They're so kind of stoic and compliant. They do, you know, what's asked of them. They do it without complaining.
There you go. There you go.
The queues to get in and out of places are, you know, people are being held up all the time because you have to give all the information at the gates, and yet it's all so good natured. It's all so pleasant. There are people laughing, they're joking, you know, they're very pleasant people, really, you know.
Cathy, I would love to talk to you more, but we have to go to Cheltenham, unfortunately, which I know you're going to say it's mad that it's on, but it is on, and we have to go and get coverage of the 3:30 there. But will you talk to us again? You will.
I will indeed.
Okay,
yeah,
Cathy Kane, thanks very much. That's Cathy Kane, who's in Suzhou in China, and we will talk to her again. Now we're going to take a commercial break.